Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League, and we're going to give you 5 tips to help you with your reading skills.
Reading skills? I see that you have the newspaper there, Rich. What are you reading about?
You know, politics, the economy, world affairs.
But you're looking at the back pages?
Okay, I'm actually reading about Leicester's win against Sevilla in the Champions League.
That's okay. You know, you don't have to read about serious topics to improve your reading skills.
Jack, have you really just said that football is not a serious topic? I'm just joking. But that's what we're looking at this week, reading, and why it's important when you're learning English.
But first, let's take that newspaper you're reading and look at the Premier League headlines.
Big Four into the semi-finals at Wembley.
It's a fantastic semi-final lineup in the FA Cup. Arsenal, Tottenham, Manchester City and Chelsea all got through, and we now have 2 mouth-watering semi-finals to look forward to in a few weeks' time.
Liverpool take advantage in the Premier League.
Liverpool were the only team in the top 6 in Premier League action last weekend. The Reds took full advantage by beating Burnley and extending the gap between themselves and Arsenal to 5 points.
Leicester look like champions again.
Leicester City beat Sevilla 2-0 in the Champions League and won 3-2 on aggregate to go through to the Champions League quarterfinals. Goals from their captain, Wes Morgan, and Mark Albrighton gave them a famous victory.
Wow, a great win for Leicester. Can they win the Champions League?
Surely not. But you never know. Nobody thought they could win the Premier League either.
We are going to give you 5 tips to improve your reading skills in this week's podcast.
Let's start by thinking about what we read. Some people, like Rich, still read real newspapers. But a lot of us get our news online these days. We read newspapers online, we read social media all the time, and many of us read books on tablets and other devices, rather than buying books or borrowing them from a library.
We're reading all the time. Even when we're not online, we read adverts on the TV or in the street. We read road signs. We might need to read an instruction booklet for a computer game, or we might be reading the packaging of products we buy in shops.
So, reading is important, and we read a lot. And when we read in a foreign language, we should try to read in the same way as we do in our own language.
And we should read things that we enjoy. We should choose topics that we like reading about.
It's important to read extensively, to read a lot. I think this is the most important thing. If we read a lot, we improve our vocabulary, and reading and understanding will get easier and easier.
So, tip number 1 is to read in English as much as you can for enjoyment or for a real purpose. English can be the second reason for reading something.
For example, if you want to read about the match between Chelsea and Manchester United, read it in English. You're reading it because you want to know about the match, and you're practicing English.
So, reading as much as you can is our first tip. But what can you do when you're reading to understand more?
Sometimes you want to think about your reading skills, and unknown vocabulary is often the biggest problem when reading.
Often, you can ignore a few words and still understand the text, but sometimes, if you don't understand a word, you might not understand what you're reading.
Our second tip to improve your reading skills is to guess words from context.
When you see a word that you don't understand, think about the rest of the sentence and the sentence that came before and the sentence that comes after. The rest of the text can often give you enough clues to understand the word.
For example, let's look at one of the headlines in your newspaper. Rich, I can see one. It says, N'Golo Kante was a... already. But Antonio Conte has made him better.
We've bleeped out one word because this is what it is like when you don't understand an item of vocabulary. But even when you don't know a word, you can use the context of the sentence and the grammar to make a good guess.
We know that we're looking for a noun because we have the indefinite article before the word we don't know.
Also, because the sentence uses already and but, we know that the phrase is being used to contrast something now with something in the past.
And we know it's something positive because it's better than before. So there's a lot of context in the sentence, but there's also context outside the text, what you probably already know.
You probably know that Kante is a good player and is having a good season. You probably also know he won the Premier League with Leicester.
So we can use the language for clues, but we can also use our knowledge of the topic.
So, anyway, what was the missing word?
The missing word was champion. And you probably got the meaning of the sentence from the context, even if you didn't guess the word exactly.
But the word could have been winner or success. And sometimes understanding the general meaning isn't sufficient, or it's impossible to guess the word from the context.
For example, listen to this next sentence. Harry Kane scored a lovely... Now, the context can give you some of the information. We know it's a type of goal, but it's impossible to know what type of goal.
It could be a back heel, a volley, a free kick, a penalty. If you don't know the word, the context won't help you here.
So, tip number three is... use a good online dictionary. As we spoke about before, a lot of our reading takes place online, so it's easy to use an online dictionary.
Cambridge and Oxford do good online dictionaries, and when you look up a definition, you can also learn the pronunciation of a word and see the word in example sentences.
And you'll also be able to see the different parts of speech of the word. Many words can be changed and manipulated between their noun, adjective, and adverb.
For example, a football manager manages. Here we can see the noun and the verb in the same sentence.
Creative midfielders create lots of chances during a match. Here we have an adjective and a verb.
And when you use an online dictionary, you can learn these different parts of speech at the same time. Increasing your vocabulary knowledge will help your reading.
And we can also find out words that go together.
Yes, a dictionary is very useful to find out common collocations. You can even find specific collocation dictionaries online that will help you find the most useful collocations.
As well as online dictionaries, you can also install dictionary extensions or add-ons in your web browser.
One example is the Google Dictionary extension you can add to Google Chrome. It allows you to hover over any word in a text and it will give you a definition. I think it's very, very useful.
Tip number 4 is reread. Sometimes you get to the end of a section or a page or a chapter and you realise that you haven't understood anything, or you've forgotten what you've just read.
Yes, I often have to reread something again, especially if it's on a topic that I'm unfamiliar with.
It can be useful to reread because, like Rich, you may not have been concentrating fully when you were reading.
When you read the first time, you'll probably understand the general meaning of the text. But when you read a second time, you'll start to understand more detail.
You might notice new collocations, or you might notice the writer's opinion more, rather than the factual information.
This leads to tip number 5, which is summarise. One way to help your understanding is to think about what you've just read.
At the end of an article, a chapter in a book, or even at the end of a difficult paragraph, think about the main ideas and what it was about.
You can even talk about it with a friend or family member.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be in English either. You can just start a conversation by saying, "Did you hear about this?" Or, "I read earlier."
Exactly. Use what you've read to build conversations with friends and family. And this can be in English or your language. Either way, you're checking your understanding of what you read.
So there are our 5 tips to improve your reading. Let's remind you what they are.
Tip number 1, read as much as you can.
Tip number 2, guess words from context.
Tip number 3, use a good online dictionary.
Tip number 4, reread.
And tip number 5, summarise.
We have lots of reading materials on the website. Why don't you try reading about your favourite club or player? Or try reading one of our webcomics?
Right, let's get back to the football.
Our player of the week this week is a player who scored a hat-trick last weekend.
It must be Son Heung-min, who plays for Tottenham. He got a hat-trick in the FA Cup against Millwall.
No, it's not Son Heung-min. It's Bournemouth's Joshua King. He got all 3 goals in their 3-2 win against West Ham. He could have scored 4, but he missed a first-half penalty.
He sounds very English, but he's actually Norwegian, with a dad from Ghana. He was at Manchester United for 4 years, but never played for the first team.
Well, I think he might score the goals that keep Bournemouth up this season.
I think you might be right. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to be banned, and it means to be officially stopped from doing something.
Yes, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is banned at the moment.
Yes, they missed him against Chelsea, but at least he can play in the Europa League. Well done to Mon and Ayman from Egypt, Lubomir from Ukraine, El Ghul and Aladdin 05 from Algeria, and Kwesi Manifas from Ghana. You all got the right answer.
What's this week's phrase?
This week's phrase is to... It's a phrasal verb that has lots of meanings, but in a football context, it means to qualify for the next round of a competition. For example, Arsenal to the semi-finals of the FA Cup. It can also mean to succeed in an exam. He the exam without any problems.
And we've another podcast, Jack.
That's right. That's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget, write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.